801-935-8738. 801-935-8738. 801-935-8738.
They're on our catch-up on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know. You know, I think you would be hard-pressed today to try and find a teenager without a smartphone or a tablet in their hand or on their side, right? A new study out shows that among young people, sugar consumption and caffeine consumption has gone up dramatically with these kids as they're using their smartphones. But oftentimes, you know, social media, the use of smartphones and tablets and the computer, social media, there are claims out there that it is ruining a generation of young people. Is that the case? Well, joining us on our Newsmaker line right now to dig into this a little more is Lydia Denworth. She is an author and a contributor to Scientific America. She wrote about this. Lydia, thanks for joining us tonight. Is social media right now, with everything that's being said about it, Lydia, in your opinion, getting a bad rap?
Yes, I guess we would have to say that it is. I think that it's not that social media is all wonderful, but neither is it the monster that it often gets made out to be. The truth here, as in so many things in life, is a little more complicated, a little less sexy maybe, but, you know, the truth nonetheless. There's some good and there's some bad, and we need to have a better sense of that. And the bad just doesn't seem as bad as it's been made out to be.
And why does social media get picked on so much or blamed for some of the social ills that we have in society today?
Well, we have a really amazing tradition of freaking out about technological innovation.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. I mean, you know, one of the, I quote some sociologists who say that, you know, before we hated smartphones, we hated cities. You know, it goes all the way back to Socrates worrying that, you know, writing things down was going to destroy memory. And radio, television, the Industrial Revolution, it's all come in for criticism. And it's not that it's all been perfect, but neither has the world come to an end because of these things. And I think social media is more of the same. It is a seismic change in how we operate, though. This is true. You know, it's that some, I mean, 90-some percent of adults are using smartphones and social media and are accessing, you know, so that is true. But it's also true that when we're worried about kids, we're, you know, we're always seeing them doing it differently than we did, right? And so I think there is that sort of fundamental discomfort with something that we're that adults are unfamiliar with in this case.
Yeah, is the technology is relatively new, if you look at it in the overall scheme of things. Is it too early to judge the impact? I mean, have we given it enough time to really understand the impact that social media and cell phones and the internet may be having on us?
You're absolutely right. Social media is new, and so the science of the looking at the effects of it is also new. I mean, the first one of the papers that I write about is the largest meta-analysis to date to look at psychological well-being and social media. And, you know, a meta-analysis takes all the papers that have been done, and it sort of systematizes the data so that you can take, you know, a whole lot more data than you get in any one study. And the very first paper that they used in that came from 2006. So really, this is, and you know, smartphones came along in 2007. I mean, we're really not talking about very much time. So you're absolutely right. But there's a whole lot more work to be done. And what I think we need is a science of social media 2.0. I guess you could sort of say it's a preteen now. You know? I mean, literally, it's 13 years, right?
Yeah.
2006. So, you know, so that means that we've learned something, and it makes sense that it's not that everyone who has done the early research has done, you know, or intentionally set out to do bad science. It's that what science is about is measuring, asking, you know, testing hypotheses. And it takes a little while to figure out exactly what you should be measuring, what questions you should be asking. And I think that's what we're learning now, is that we need to go a little deeper. We need to be more nuanced in how we approach it going forward.
And it is too early to tell, I think, as you indicate, the impact that social media is having on heavy users versus light users. I mean, we think, well, kids are on their phones all the time, which they may be. We don't know the impact it's having on them as of yet, do we?
We don't. Well, what we do know is that it's true that very heavy users do seem to be suffering more. There do seem to be negative effect, negative ties to well-being. One of the interesting questions, though, is which direction is the effect going? Do they already have problems in their offline life that they bring to their social media world? You know, are they already depressed and anxious, and then that's made worse? Which doesn't let social media off the hook, but it does say that maybe it's a different set of solutions or strategies for helping to solve that problem. And we need to know who's vulnerable and who's more resilient, and then we should focus our time and energy on the people who need the most help in this.
We've had Jean Twenge on the show before talking about her book, and she really cites some very interesting numbers and theories. But as you point out and raise a question, is she a little bit ahead of the science at this point, do you think?
Well, that was something I heard a lot from a lot of other scientists.
Really?
And so I think that, Jean, I'm going to let the scientists fight it out, directly. That's what scientific journals are for. But I did hear that consistently, and I think... I know Jean is not wrong when she says that there has been a real spike in the number of adolescents who are suffering from mental health issues, so more depression, more anxiety, and that's really a concern. It is also true that in the same time, the use of smartphones has really risen. But you cannot say that one is causing the other unless you can prove it. And so she and others have made it seem that way, even if technically they say they know it's a correlation and not, it's not that one is causing the other. But you just have to be careful in how there can be a lot of things that happen at the same time that are not actually causing each other. And in fact, in many ways, the current teenagers or young adults are healthier than some of the preceding generations. There's fewer teen out of wedlock births and things like that. There's a whole lot of reasons to think that this is not a generation that has been destroyed. And so it is, which is one of the kind of more extreme claims that's been made. So I think that's the real issue is, not only what does the science say, but are you describing what the science says in a way that is fair and accurate, or are you kind of taking some liberties, maybe?
On our Newsmaker line, Lydia Denworth, author, contributor at Scientific America, talking about social media. It is not ruining a generation. More coming up on the Rod Arquette Show and Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you'll know. All right, the economy right now is humming along, but there are some people out there who are predicting a slowdown in 2020. Do you know exactly how your financial portfolio will be affected in the event of a downturn? Well, you can find out if you don't know simply by asking the experts at Trajan Wealth. Let's say you're in mutual funds, okay? There may be a better way. How do you find out? Well, you call Trajan Wealth to understand the difference between the difference and learn how to reduce your fees and stay diversified. Those are just two of the steps that Trajan Wealth can help you in making sure your financial future is secure. That's what they're up to, And as a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth lives by the more you make, the more we make. Trajan Wealth advises with the uncertainties of life, such as, will I have enough money to retire? That's a big, big question. When do I start drawing Social Security? Another major question. And how long will my money last? All of these questions can be answered by setting up an appointment today at Trajan Wealth, here with their Utah office. Give them a call today. Trajan Wealth, 801. 801-